This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Listen up, nerds. No. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast and all the ships at sea.
What?
Hello, friends. Do you have a computer? Of course you do, because it's not 1987. Hell, you're listening to this on some kind of computer right now. But do you have a VPN? Oh, what's a VPN, you ask? Well, my friend, a VPN is a virtual private network and it offers two key benefits: enhanced privacy and security online. But VPNs do a lot more than that. VPNs shield your IP address, change your browsing location, and make online life easier. It's all about safety and security, my friends. But like everything else in life, it's also about watching TV. Don't let your paid subscriptions go to waste. I use NordVPN to access my home content while I'm traveling. Wink, wink. Plus, secure your connection on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere you go when you're traveling. There's over 6,300 servers in 111 countries, and you can find a nearby server for the best VPN speeds. NordVPN is easy to use. Connect with one click or enable auto-connect for zero-click protection. And it's got amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there. And with just one NordVPN account, you can use it on 6 devices. It supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, even Android TV. I think those are all real. Don't miss out on all the awesome benefits for using a VPN. Go to nordvpn.com/ifanboy today for a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the show notes. Once again, that's nordvpn.com/ifanboy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often, I have found — I am not a therapist — I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it, and sometimes it makes you realize, like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it, work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ifanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifanboy.
You're listening to the iFanboy San Diego Comic-Con coverage podcast. Day 3 and 4 and final wrap-up. It's over. We made it.
Hey, and welcome to the iFanboy.com San Diego Comic-Con wrap-up podcast. That's right, we're back at home, as you can tell, because you can actually hear what we sound like. I'm Josh. I'm here with Ron.
Hey.
And Connor.
Hello.
And, of course, the ever-lovable and newly popular iFanboy intern, Gordon.
Hello.
He's still on the chopping block. We don't know if it's going to work out.
So did everyone make it home okay?
Ugh.
Barely.
Better than barely, you, I guess.
Barely is a good description.
I had a rough trip, but I don't think I have any place to complain.
Talk about a rough Monday. Anyway, so the con is over. We survived.
Barely.
Connor and I got out on the red eye, and whew. And today's probably been a combination of sleeping and trying to just make sense of all the stuff that was in my bag.
How did this cocaine get here?
So we decided to go out Saturday night, so we didn't do a day 3 wrap-up, and of course, because we were traveling, we didn't do a day 4 wrap-up, so why don't we just quickly touch upon Saturday and Sunday of the con, as far as what we saw out on the floor and on the panels and such.
I saw a lot of people.
Yes. Well, how bad was Saturday in terms of the people, the volume of people?
It was just a mass of humanity, a sweaty mass.
It was like four times worse than any other day.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is that it didn't let up. Like late on Sunday, it was still like that.
Well, I heard they stopped letting people. They stopped letting like new people in at noon because they had hit max capacity. Which, given the size of that convention center, that's a lot of people.
And when they say max capacity, that means every space is filled with a person.
Yeah,
there's no room to move.
There was no space to move at all. There was no floor.
We were sitting outside the doors, about and still inside the building, but outside the actual floor, with about 30 minutes to go before they shut the thing down, and people were still coming in.
Yeah.
To entrance fee to go into the convention.
On Sunday afternoon, like 4:30 on Sunday afternoon, people were still getting in. It was weird. So
anyway, let's talk about the panels, and then we'll go to that.
Yeah, so...
first one on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Actually, Gordon and I got up early and walked over because we used our press badges to sneak into the Lost panel, which is pretty cool. They had Hurley and Jin from Lost up on the stage, and everybody went nuts and... Of course, they didn't reveal anything about Lost. They just were very kind of vague in what they would talk about and teased a lot and stuff like that. So we didn't get really scoops or anything. It was kind of cool to see them.
So what did they talk about? They didn't.
Well, they talked about the fan reaction. Like, people were asking, like, do you listen to the fans? Do you read the internet? And it was actually interesting to say that their answer was, like, yes, and that actually the new programming schedule for the fall, how they're going to do, however, you know, like six or seven episodes in the fall and then take a 13-week layoff and then do a non-ending, you know, like a straight-through run for the rest of the season, kind of like what 24 does.
Right.
That was direct response to the fans bitching about all the reruns throughout the season last year.
Well, that was old network thinking, trying to ride the sweeps times and all that.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so they're not doing that. And so because they listened to the fans not wanting to have repeats, they changed it to that schedule, and now they're actually writing the episodes to match that schedule, so the story arcs are contained within the time periods that they're there. I guess the one question will be whether or not we care after the 13-week layoff.
Right. Well, yeah.
They also made that bad joke about Hurley and Jin getting together.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about how there's going to be more romance on the show, and so we made a joke about there's a reason why Hurley and Jin are on the panel. And
I think Edward James almost made a similar dumb joke in the Battlestar Galactica thing. Yeah. So there's a slight undercurrent of frat boy homophobia in sci-fi television today.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
No, that's what you're saying.
That's what, yeah. You're out there.
No, I speak for all of us.
No, you don't.
So we left a little early so we could meet up with you guys to go check out Joe Quesada's panel, the Cup of Joe panel.
Apparently it was decaffeinated. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It definitely wasn't – the energy definitely didn't match a DC panel, that's for sure.
That was the theme of the whole convention, I think. The Marvel panels were just like on some sort of downer pill. Everybody was just sort of – very low energy.
It was just a bunch of people coming up and going, so Thor's back, and that's cool. I really like that. Are you going to say where he was?
I thought it was interesting that not only was it Quesada, but we also got Dan Buckley, the publisher, who I've actually never seen a picture of or anything. Right. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It was interesting to see how Joe behaved in front of like his boss. And I thought it was also interesting the number of questions that got deferred to the guy who's sitting behind us, who's, I guess, in charge of, like, the trade paperbacks and the hardcovers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of questions about reprints and all
Gabriel
that.
Gabriel something.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
And we were sitting right two seats down from Lisa Kirby, which I think is the last member of the Kirby family.
And I was hoping Connor would hit on her. But no.
You want to know who the king is?
There was a little bit of an iFanboy controversy in that they announced some information on the Stephen King comic based on the Dark Tower and books, and Ron just does not care. But
oh yeah, well no, it's just because they were all excited and they were tooting their own horn, and I don't know. I was just
he told what I would consider to be an interesting story about Stephen King, how they were on the phone with him and he just sort of started rattling off the book chapter by chapter, and they said it was really good, which I find interesting. And those are the kind of stories that I like to hear. And he said he called Bendis immediately, and Bendis was like, "You got to tell me exactly what happened." Because if you like how writers work, or you're interested in how their minds work, I find that very interesting.
Sure.
But apparently the Dark Tower is not like, you know, Sleepwalker, which was the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
So I tried reading those books in college, I think, and it didn't go well.
I bet you could do it now.
Probably.
It's not like the Sleepwalker Marvel character either, is it?
No. No, I meant the movie where people turn into cats.
Right, I know. And you said Sleepwalker, and I thought of the character.
In that movie, someone gets killed with a corn cob. It's the worst death I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, then.
Sorry.
All right, so...
no announcements out of it, though, because they're just waiting for
Wizard. Nothing shocking came out of it.
Other than Marvel Team-Ups being canceled again.
Oh, not officially. Well, did he say it's being canceled, or it just was alluded?
Well, it was strongly alluded to that they would find Robert Kirkman more work.
And also, we either were thrown off the scent or made to believe that the new Daredevil is not Hawkeye. So, although he didn't reveal who it would be, but we'll find out next week in the new issue of Daredevil, which probably will end up being the pick of the week this week.
I don't know prediction. What any of that just meant.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
I don't know what any of that meant.
That's because...
Why did we hire an intern who doesn't even listen to our show?
I have no idea.
No, I know what pick of the week means. I don't know about Hawkeye and that other stuff.
Oh, Gordon.
As you were, keep going.
Got a lot to learn. So, after a cup of Joe, the last panel I went to for the day was the Terry Moore panel, which Josh and Lindsay attended as well. Right, Josh?
It's funny. I got there, and it was kind of sort of full up, and we were like, well, there's some seats over in the front. And I go to sit down, and there was like some stuff on the seat next to where I was going, and then the dude was talking. I sit down, and it's Terry Moore. He was sitting there. He's like, oh, let me move your stuff. I was like, no, that's fine. You'll be moving soon and taking the thing. Kind of sat down with them without meaning to. He's like the nicest guy. He was sitting there and talking to, you know, just a fan, you know, like, and he has these conversations with people. You know, they're just the real conversation that, you know, he's not just giving you silly answers. Like, he'll sit down and talk to you about why stuff is, and then he's like, I started the panel, but just to this one person, so I'll just stand up and start talking.
Yeah, he's incredibly sincere and incredibly, like, modest and approachable.
He's really, you know, genuine.
Like, yeah.
Terry Moore, the writer and artist of Strangers in Paradise.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That program note.
Which we recommend wholeheartedly. Well, two-thirds of us do.
I got a cold, dead heart, remember?
It's true.
Cold.
But he really lets you into his head when he does that stuff, and he, you know, he puts a lot of his personality in, and he's just so passionate about that work that he does, or at least he seems it, and if he's not being sincere, then he's a hell of an actor.
Yeah, and he... And for those of you who don't know, he's ending Strangers in Paradise after, you know, however many, you know, 10-plus years. It's going to be ending next May. And so the big question is, okay, what's next? And he explained, you know, his thought process behind ending it and his thought process as far as his next project. And essentially he doesn't know what he's going to do next. And it's really kind of interesting to see somebody wrestle with, like, when you're working on one thing for, you know, 13 years or whatever, how do you even consider working on something else? So it's kind of, you know, a very, again, honest approach to that kind of, you know, thinking about that sort of thing about his work. So,
God, yeah. The pressure on that guy.
Yeah. Oof. So then the rest of Saturday was just pretty much us running around the con floor and just, you know, talking, meeting, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't even remember who we met and who we talked to.
I think you can hear the exhaustion of all of us.
Yes, you can.
None of us have recovered yet.
Oh, Saturday yielded a lot of little interactions on the convention floor, though, right?
Yes.
Did it?
We got a lot of interviews.
Well, yeah, true. With, shall we preview some of the names or keep it, you know, under wraps?
There's something coming up. Is all we're saying. We told you some of the names before, and they're...
Well, if anybody went to the site and were looking at the picture or looking at the pictures, although did that happen on Friday?
Yeah.
What day is
today?
It
did happen on Friday. Yeah.
I think the thing you're talking about is on Sunday.
No.
Maybe
I'm talking about Friday, which we already talked about. Brian.
Oh,
Stone,
yeah.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, we did.
So you already know.
We did
about
bump
that,
into
yeah.
Rosario Dawson on Saturday. But
yes, we did. We did bump into Rosario Dawson. She did not.
Too busy to talk to us.
She accepted an interview, but then there was no time.
Yeah, she had to leave. So whatever, we'll get her next time. but yeah, so we had a lot more interviews.
Like you're buying a cult crime task force.
A lot more. She was on Regis apparently last week. My sister called, telling me about that, promoting a cult. Crime task force, and my sister's like, it doesn't look very good. It doesn't.
That's really cool, though, that she can do that. I guess, but it's like, remember when Kevin Smith was on
The Tonight Show?
Was on The Tonight Show to promote the book that took 6 years to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
The Evil the Men Do. And like they made a big deal out of that, but I don't know what
literally the evil that men do, the evil that Kevin Smith does.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of great.
Was Saturday when you tried to go to the Kevin Smith panel, or was that Friday?
That was Saturday, right, Saturday. Gordon?
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Because Gordon, the intern's never seen Kevin Smith do his thing, so we thought that would be fun for him to see in terms of his, you know, getting used to the industry and that sort of the con experience.
The press pass meant nothing to that.
Yeah, we couldn't. It was a line as long as the convention was to get into it. It was crazy. So,
Jesus.
The convention center is just huge. Can I just take a moment to say that? The Kevin Smith thing was in a room I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
It was, and as far as I could tell, I couldn't figure out how to get into it. It was insane. It was just crazy. But so we got a lot of good creative, you know, creator interviews on Saturday. And I guess let's quickly touch upon Sunday, I guess, the one panel that we
went
to.
Well, Saturday night we went out.
Oh, yes, Saturday night we went out. We had the iFanboy mixer.
And so it was some awkward dancing and
I think it was a resounding success. It was great to see a bunch of our listeners come out and meet us. It was good to meet people face-to-face, and we had some good conversations.
Mike and Mark and Josh, yep. Whitney, and Lori?
Yes.
Okay, and some other people.
And her husband, yeah, right.
You know who we didn't see?
Who?
Oh, we have to talk about this.
Yes, we did not see Spider-Math.
Not once.
I know, it's very upsetting.
Hey, can I... Yeah, go ahead. Finish up.
I was going to say, it was very upsetting. And
it was.
You know,
and I was looking. I was sitting on the panel the next morning, which we'll talk to, and I was looking for him. Couldn't find him.
Yeah.
There was a moment on Sunday, and I actually – I hope you're listening because I wanted to sort of apologize, I guess. But we were making our way through the floor, and we were in one of the main aisles, and there was people everywhere. I mean, just like – and it was like sort of in Sunday afternoon, and it was kind of crazy. And some guy came up, and I think I saw him at the panel, and he said, "Hey, thanks. I listen to your show, and I really like it." And I said, "Thanks," and we gave him some stickers. But at the same time, I kind of kept moving, so I didn't like stop and talk or anything. And I wasn't blowing you off, but I was just freaking out at that point with claustrophobia or whatever, and I needed to get off of that area. So I know I'm not a rock star at all.
No, it was fun though, because we get, you know, throughout the cult convention a couple of times people would see our badge and whatever and say, "Hey, love the show," and what, you know, so we tried to give them stickers and you know, try to talk to everybody. If you saw us and you didn't get a chance to talk to us, you know, next time you see us at a convention, just come up. You know, like we're
not scary.
Yeah, not at all. Well, not a little bit maybe. But,
you're a little scary, Connor. All
right.
But and Spider-Man, if you were there and you didn't find us, damn. And
you have no idea how disappointed we were. We talked about it all weekend.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so speaking of Sunday and the panel, the one panel that I attended a panel in the morning on with Ask a Ninja, the guy who does Ask a Ninja, that video podcast, which is funny, and the French Made TV people
podcasts,
and then there was the big comics podcast panel that our esteemed colleague Josh was on.
It's true.
How'd that go, Josh?
An hour and a half of podcasters.
That hour and a half went real fast. I gotta say.
It did. Yeah,
I, you know what? I thought it went really well.
Funny, you must not have been holding a piece of equipment up for that time.
That's true. Yes, I was like, just like sitting there. I was just sitting there being the pretty face.
Yeah,
that's all. I was talent for that one.
So what were your reflections from being on the panel? What was it like?
I thought it went. I didn't know how it was going to go in the sense I didn't know who was going to show up or how everyone was going to interact, or I didn't know anything. I didn't really know what to expect, and you know, it was really interesting. I think it was Augie from Pipeline, who's a very nice guy, by the way.
Augie rules.
Augie is great. He sort of said at one point, he said, "It's really interesting to, you know, hear these voices that I listen to on my, you know, iPod or in my car or whatever, and to see the actual person saying it."
Yeah.
You know? And I actually found that really interesting. Like, you know, John Sundress' voice is, you know, pretty recognizable in my head right now. And well, he talked a lot, so you got to know it. But it went well, and everyone was friendly. I was sitting next to Charlie from Indie Spinner Rack, and he was a really cool guy, and we had fun together. And I don't know, it was a good time, and I thought that you kind of got a little sense of the voice that comes out of each of the podcasts, you know, and the fact that like Comic Geek Speak had 700 people in the audience of theirs wearing T-shirts, and. It's a joke. Come on. Oh.
Tell everybody this secret from the panel. What do you find on your table when you go for?
When you do a panel, you get a chocolate.
There you go.
They hand it out there. It was awesome. And after the thing, I was like, "Ooh, chocolate."
So if you weren't there, there was a recording of it, thanks to Ron. Everybody should give Ron a big pat on the back for that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we got the panel recorded in audio form, and it's up on ifanboy.com. So we're not going to put it through the normal podcast feed because it's an hour and a half, and it's a pretty big file. But if you're interested in hearing the panel, you can go to ifanboy.com and download it directly from there.
And we'll have some pictures up of it as well.
Yep.
It's by the way, when he says thanks to Ron, he's not kidding, because I had set up with the convention that I said we can make sure that coming out of the board you have a plug that we can put into our computer, and they said no problem, it'll be fine. And we got there, and the lady said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so. And walked away. So Ron held a microphone up for an hour and a half at the speaker. and recorded it that way. So it ain't the prettiest, but I think it's better than the Marvel and DC ones. So
it got the job done. So
and yeah, it did.
Anything
for the team. So, so the panel was a lot of fun. It was great to meet those podcasters, and it was a little neat to get a little podcast love on the last day of the con. So that was cool.
And there was a big turnout, much bigger than I have to say I expected there to be.
Yeah, it was a big crowd there, and there were questions from the audience and stuff. It was really neat. So
yep, it was fun.
So then the rest of Sunday was just wandering and trying to stay up on your feet.
What do you call the end of Sunday, Ron?
The Sunday, I like walking the con floor on Sunday for the air of desperation. you've got fans who are desperate to buy things. You've got dealers who are desperate to sell things. You've got fans who are desperate to find that creator that they want to sketch from or an autograph from. You've got the creators who are desperate to get out of there. It's just like everybody has got this air of desperation to them and a sense of urgency, you know, because the clock is ticking because it's going to end, and the air of desperation was thick and you could feel it. It was great. I loved it.
It was. It's funny because I was actually trying to find some stuff to buy on Sunday, and it was like I didn't want to stop anywhere long enough.
You just get jostled in the aisles.
Yeah, it was no fun. But B, like. And then the only other places where it wasn't totally crowded, there was, like, no discounts or anything. Like, anybody who had anything left was, like, full price. And I'm like, screw that. Yeah, cool. So we actually, interestingly enough, we didn't end up buying a lot of comics.
I didn't buy anything.
I bought two books from Oni, and that was it. Oh. So if you were looking for reviews of our stuff, we didn't get anything.
Yeah.
But we literally, it's because we were doing so much and working on all the stuff for the site, we just didn't have time.
Yeah, that's pretty. And I kept a mental list of things that I saw that I liked that I'm going to order this week probably from Amazon or somewhere from the places directly. But I just didn't. And part of it was also that I didn't want to carry anything because I'm lazy.
Right.
But,
you were carrying your bag was – you had lead with you.
Yeah, practically. My left shoulder is feeling the pain. But it's all good. Again, anything for the team. So another con in the books. So, Gordon, this was your Virgin Con experience, right?
I feel so dirty.
As everybody has been hearing you talk about or read on the site. So give us your, you know, now that you survived the con, what are some of your thoughts or reflections from it?
Well, it was huge for one thing. And, I mean, from what I can tell, it's always pretty big. But I think this year the numbers are going to top it, right?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think they've ever shut the doors before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just – but it was incredible. I mean, I had a great time. It was fun to see – all the people dressed up and, you know, acting like kids, even though they were old men.
Was there anything you saw that you didn't expect to see there that surprised you?
Like a nipple?
yeah, like that. I guess mostly I just really didn't know what to expect. I mean, you know, I understand genre and sort of what would be there, but every time you turn down one aisle, you know, like, oh, look, there's people in Renaissance clothes, and oh, look, there's more gaming stuff. You know, it's just like more of everything. So
less of comics.
Yes. Yeah. Remember when it was about the comics?
There was still an awful lot of comics there.
Yeah, there were. I know. I'm teasing.
I'm amazed at how many comics there are. Like when you like, there's just all
world.
Of these books. No, like you go through, and there'd be all these books, and people, you know, have them published in, you know, like nice color copies, and they've got a booth, and I don't ever heard of them. And
it's crazy how many people have stuff that just isn't sold anywhere.
Yeah.
This is their outlet.
God bless them for trying.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I guess I know. So, was there anything that you completely didn't understand or were mystified by, Gordon, or? That's still now you just can't, you know, make heads or tail of, or?
Well, we all know I don't know much about comics, so.
Like, what is this 52 thing everyone was talking
about?
Yeah,
that panel that I went to with you guys about 52.
Yeah.
But I did get an explanation from you guys after that, so that was helpful.
Probably should have provided it beforehand.
But. Now you're going to rush out and buy the book, right?
Yeah.
He's already done it. It's already been it's already happened.
I've already read the first 11.
Don't worry, we don't know what's going on either.
Did you know that there have been 11 out?
Somebody told me 12.
Oh, okay, damn. I was like, wow, you just picked 11 out of the hat. That's amazing.
No,
Still, he was paying attention.
Yeah, I was paying attention. No, I definitely paid attention to everything. Yeah. And, you know, I was trying to explain to my wife when I got home that, you know, she's like, well, you were on vacation. I'm like, well, you know,
it's
was
not a
actually
vacation.
A lot of work to do all, I mean, walk around and interview people and find pictures and, you know, it's not like that's a comfortable floor, except for the DC booth. But
sweet DC booth.
We learned their secret.
Yes, we did.
You hinted at one of the pictures.
I overheard somebody with the official DC headset on that they double pad the DC booth on the carpet level just so people will hang out there.
And I noticed that
genius.
One it other one that had a double pad.
Oh yeah, I did notice one that was a little thicker. I forget which booth it was, but
I can't remember either.
The DC thing totally works because we used it as a meeting point as well as other people, including like pros. I mean, like I talked to Brian K. Vaughan and Brian Wood, and both of them were like, "Yeah, I'm here meeting somebody." So you know, like it was,
leave me alone.
Yeah, well, it was like the size of 20 booths put together.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Ron, you dropped some names there.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm just saying.
What's that?
You know. I'm just saying. So all right, cool. So, so Josh and Connor, this is, you know, another one in the books. So, what was better? What was worse? How does this one compare to previous years?
Wait, stop. Wait, start that again because you were all.
Yeah, you were jumpy.
Okay. All right, 3, 2. So, Josh and Connor, another one in the books. We survived another con. What was better this year? What was worse this year? You know, what worked for you guys? What didn't?
Well, the crowds were. Better and worse. Better for the whole thing as a whole that more people showed up, but worse in that there were so many more people.
It's getting hard to do anything.
And we talked about this Saturday night at the bar. It can't really continue to grow because they're at maximum capacity in terms of space usage in the building. They use every last room in there now.
Mm-hmm.
And if the crowd continues to increase as it has the last 5 or 6 years, they're in trouble.
So if you plan on going next year, you may want to book your room right now.
That's a very good idea.
I mean, I tried to do it in January, and I got shut out.
Are we already booked for next year?
That's your job. Didn't you get on that?
Wait.
I'll make a note on the chart. You know what I do notice, though, and I think this is very important. Okay, we're basically in a big room with 100,000 people, many of them with replica weapons. And while it's uncomfortable because there's so many people, it's an exceptionally polite and non-threatening huge mass of people.
Right.
Like, if somebody bumps into you, they say, excuse me. You know, it's just like, I've been to concerts, you know,
unless
with people all around.
Unless you're dressed as Aquaman, then you yell at people to watch your wings.
Well, that's fine.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's always this strange, but like... I was just thinking recently, like, I went to a concert, and when you go to something like that, like, everybody's sort of being, they're either drinking or they're trying to be cool or whatever, and there's a lot more hostility towards people around you and things like that. It feels more like being stuck in traffic. But for the most part, it's a pretty nice crowd. You know, if you have to have that many people together, and people always make the joke about the fact that there's, like, lots of fat people and lots of people in costumes and weirdos and stuff like that, but, you know... It's probably as easy to deal with it as any other crowd in that kind of situation.
Well, I think the part of it is that it's people of like mind, at least on every day but Saturday. I mean, Saturday there was a lot of the, I guess, the locals who were just like, oh, let's go to the Comic-Con, and they were all over the freebies, and they were taking anything that wasn't nailed down. But
right.
But for most part, the majority of people were all there for the same reason, so then everybody is kind of, you know, simpatico and is nice to each other, which is great to see. So.
Can I just say that I feel like, and I don't know because I don't have kids, but there should be a no-stroller rule.
Yeah.
Just like at Disney, there should be a no-stroller rule.
Well, not so much a no-stroller rule, but I'm a really strong proponent of treating those aisles like roads. and having like a lanes, you know, for one direction versus the other direction, and then maybe like an HOV lane where the strollers, you know what I mean? Like, I think you could do a lot with lane management.
At one point, there was like security people who came through telling people to keep moving, keep moving.
Yeah, they were Sunday. Yeah, stop lock. Yeah. Locking the aisles. Another improvement I thought this year was, in the past, you'd get a lot of grumpy creators. A lot of people just didn't seem to want to be there, but everybody, I feel like, seemed genuinely happy and excited to be at the con talking to people.
Yeah, no, I noticed that too, actually. It was a very, every creator seemed to be very happy, which was kind of interesting. So,
well, the industry's in an upswing.
Yeah, and they're probably getting paid pretty well. So,
I mean, a lot of Marvel people weren't there. I mean, Marvel barely had a presence at all, so.
Yeah, so. Or at least if their presence was there, we weren't clued into it because it was so far out of the way, so.
Yeah, I mean, but even, like, their panels didn't
have
tons of
people. That was definitely a downgrade,
the
Marvel presence.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that in terms of the panels, like, we were talking on Sunday night. Was it Sunday night when we were, Connor, when we were talking about the panels with Augie, or?
Sunday night, we hung out with Augie.
Yeah, we hung out with Augie DeBleek from the Pipeline Podcast and John Centris from Word Balloon while we were waiting for our flights in the airport. And we were talking about, like, do you remember when there was, you know, a Batman family panel and an X-Men books family panel and a Spider-Man books family panel. And now it seemed like they smooshed all the titles into, like, one panel.
They did a Spider-Man one.
Yeah. They did a Spider-Man retrospective. It wasn't about the family of books, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
Can I say something about Marvel?
Sure.
Just because I watched the... I don't remember what day it was on, but we TiVo'd it. The G4, that
coverage
channel, did a thing on the Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't stop talking about Marvel.
Yeah, well, because Civil War is a big...
Some people would say that about us.
Yeah. It's true, actually.
Well, we can complain about Marvel at the Comic-Con, but I think we've all sort of agreed recently that the Marvel books have been more interesting lately.
You know, but after... I mean, maybe it's after sitting through a weekend at DC, but I'm more kind of... Like, I'm more buzz about DC for some reason. I think it's probably because the panels are better. But,
maybe, but it doesn't make me like the books anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Doesn't make me think they still don't need work. I mean, they're trying. I appreciate that, but... Yeah. I mean, Quesada's going to be on the Colbert Report this week.
Yes, he is.
Yep. 27th?
Yeah, the 27th.
This Thursday, Comedy Central.
I think that'll be really interesting.
This will be very interesting.
It'll probably get awkward.
Yes, it is.
All right, so Comic-Con 2006 in the books. We survived.
And we're excited about next year, which is good.
Yes, we're excited for next year. I believe the dates are July 26th through the 29th, so book your flight now. So yeah, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
I hope I'm still an intern by then.
Maybe if you do.
What can you downgrade an intern to?
Fired.
Yeah, fired.
There's nothing below an intern.
And the next step up is coordinator. So
just after that,
do a really good job, and then you know.
Yeah, if you keep working hard, Gordon, you know, just stay focused. You know,
we'll keep not paying you.
So any other notes on the Comic-Con before we wrap up and go through our programming notes?
I just think it was a really, really fun week. I think we all had a really good time at the con, after the con, hanging out, working. Not to pat our back, but we worked really hard. I don't think I expected it to be working as hard as we did.
And hopefully, you know, those of you who went to the site at ifanboy.com and read our reports and checked out the pictures kind of saw that. But also we've got some exciting, cool stuff that we did at the con that's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks that you'll enjoy. So expect to continue to hear about the con through the rest of the summer as we roll out some of the stuff that we did.
A lot of good things happened at the convention.
Yeah. So, and hopefully you'll reap the benefits from that. So that said, this ends our marathon podcast today, programming, and we'll be going back to our regularly scheduled Pick of the Week podcast this weekend. So next Sunday, expect the Pick of the Week. We didn't do a Pick of the Week last week, and we'll probably touch up on it in this one, this upcoming this week.
Really too bad, because it was quite a controversial Pick of the Week.
It's a great week of comics, by the way.
Yeah, it was a great week of comics. So.
I'm not even quite not caught up yet, but it's really good books. But people were using the site, doing it anyway. Go there and talk about the books, man.
Exactly.
It's good stuff.
So head over to ifanboy.com, check out all the con coverage. If you haven't listened to all the other podcasts, you can listen to them. Again, we apologize for the quality level. Hopefully you compare this one to that one, you'll hear the difference. And then we'll be back on Sunday with the Pick of the Week. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else that we wanted to mention?
Yeah, we're sponsored.
Oh, yes, we are sponsored.
This episode of ifanboy.com podcast is sponsored by comical.com. It's your best solution for discounted comics and trades. All new DC, Marvel, Dark Horse, Image books are 40% off. Stop by their site each month and pre-order your books if you want, or you prefer, you can subscribe to the books and have them sent automatically to you each month. In addition to current comics, they've got an excellent selection of trade paperbacks and hardcovers at 30 to 50% off, with more books arriving every month. Check them out at comicool.com. Let them know you heard about it from ifanboy.com. You've got about a week left to use the coupon code ifanboy to get a 5% discount on your first order. It'll expire at the end of July, so you've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, depending on when you're listening to this, actually.
So get a purchase in.
So that's comicool.com. Check them out today.
Yes. So yeah, I'm freaking tired, man. I want to go to bed.
You can hear it. I slept for about 6 hours in the middle of the day today after I got back from the airport.
Nice work.
I got home at about 11:30 last night. Looked through some of the pictures. Fell asleep. Got up this morning. Went to work. I worked a hell of a day trying to catch up from the work that I missed from last week. And I'm on a plane at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning too.
Whee! All right. So good job, guys. 2006 Comic Con.
I'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you again on Sunday for the Pick of the Week podcast. So.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We had fun. I hope you dug it.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Gordon.
And thanks to Patrick, the other intern who was not able to be on the show.
Patrick did a good job as well. So, all right. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
People think we really have interns. Like we're like an organization that does that. Like we give out college credit. Whatever you'd like. Somebody said I had a sexy voice. So.
Okay, so why don't you do Wednesday?
It's that dude, though.
Why don't you do Wednesday, then?
All right.
Three, two.
Let me try again. I'm just saying, you're listening to the iFanboy and Sandy. Or what are we?
You prepared now?
Mm-hmm. I am.
All right. Three, two.
You're listening to the iFanboy.com podcast in... try it again.
Three, two.
You're listening to iFanboy in San Diego for the Comic-Con. It's Friday, July 21st. Day 3. 2. Damn!
All right, do it again. 3. 2.
You're listening to iFanboy in San Diego. That's all.
3. 2.
You're listening to iFanboy in San Diego.
Fuck.
3. The slowest cue taker in the world.